I was I got to thinking about the effect of coronavirus on us as disciples of Jesus. And the text that rang in my head was 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. Paul tells Timothy, "You should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times. For people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends, be reckless, puffed up, prideful, and love pleasure rather than God. They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. Stay away from people like that," he says. Friday night, Bev and I went, no, was it last night? No, it was last night. We went toilet paper hunting. And, of course, Raley's looks like a ghost town back in that department. Target looks that way. We said, let's go over to CVS, see if they have any. And we went over there, and it was a ghost town, too, and we said to one of the salespeople, "Do you guys have some toilet paper, maybe, hidden away?" And she said, "Just a minute." She goes into the back room, and she comes back out with a pack, and she gives it to us. And I guess what I'm sort of thinking about is the way that Christian people can be a blessing to others even during hard times. And I'm not talking about toilet paper now. I'm talking about being resourceful, being godly, being otherly, being generous. And what a blessing it is when somebody turns to us and gives us that unsuspecting thing. Turned out to be our favorite brand. We just about hugged her, but you have to do this, you know. And I think that's the effect. I mean, it's funny at one level, but then at another level, it's amazing when somebody who loves God turns around and treats you in this unsuspecting, surprising way. And that opens up a window into what the love of God looks like. So we're going to eat this meal together. We're going to have communion bread, hors d'oeuvres, served with toothpicks. But I want you to think about there is a book called Love in the Age of Cholera, I think is the name of it. And so let's think in terms of love in the age of coronavirus. What does that look like? Who will come and pass the